Okay, I'll tell you, it's been a while since I've done this, and it's been crazy because I forgot to plug in my headphones, the whole nine yards. So, haven't done this for a while, I'm sad to say, and I almost forgot how to do it. Not almost, I did forget. I was recording a moment ago and then realized I didn't even have my microphone plugged in, didn't have my headphones really plugged in. Crazy. It's been a while. But I'm back, and I'm glad to be back because I want to talk to you about something that, okay, it's important to me. And hopefully, you'll find some value in it for you as well. So, this podcast is talking about taking the X out of Christmas. Since when did Christmas become Xmas? This is crazy. I mean, we don't say Xmas trees or Xmas carols or Xmas presents or Xmas cards. So what's happening? How did the Xmas replace Christmas? Let's face it, Christmas is spelled Christmas. It's not Xmas. And you know why it's spelled the way it's supposed to be spelled, because Christ is in Christmas. That's the whole reason we celebrate Christmas. It's to celebrate the birth of Christ. So, that being said, I had a conversation with my daughter in which I said to her, "I'm boycotting Christmas." And then God said, "How are you going to boycott Christmas? You can't boycott Christmas. You believe in Christ and his birth. So how can you boycott it?" Well, and let me go back a moment. I had a conversation with God because I was really concerned that I wasn't as excited about Christmas as I used to be. So I had this conversation. I said, "God, how do I get that feeling back of Christmas? How do I start celebrating Christmas again for what Christmas really is supposed to be?" And for those of you that believe, you know what, you didn't really talk to God because it's like you're expecting him to talk back to you. Well, I do, because God does talk back to us. If you believe in God and you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, then you know if you talk to him, he will talk back to you. In fact, sometimes even if you're not talking to God, God will talk to you anyway. So I had this conversation with God, and as I said, I told you what the conversation was about. And I just waited to hear back from God because I was really going through a low, because I was really frustrated about this Christmas season. It's not even a season anymore, but what Christmas has become. So God did eventually speak to me, and he said, "Brenda, you know that book that's been sitting in your living room on that spot in front of the manger scene? It's been sitting there for a long time. And the title of that book, by the way, is Keeping Christ in Christmas." So I said, "Oh, yeah, let me go get that book." Well, I need you to know that even before that time, I had pulled the book down from where it was about a month ago, and I put it on my dining room table anyway with the intention of reading it. But I passed by that book every day going into my kitchen and through my living room, but I wouldn't pick it up. But when I had that conversation with God, God reminded me about that book and to pick it up. So I went and picked up the book, and I sat down to read it, and I looked at the title, and it says, "Keeping Christ in Christmas." And it's by David C. Gibbs Jr. and David C. Gibbs III. Well, I wrote over that title. I changed it. I said, instead of keeping Christ in Christmas, because some people have already kicked Christ out, so there's no keeping him there, I changed it to putting Christ back in Christmas. And I think that's the appropriate title. So, that being said, I had to say to myself, I look back at what Christmas used to be. Christmas is about Christ. And I remember years ago, there was a soap opera that I can't recall if it was As the World Turns or General Hospital, but it was one of those old soap operas. I'm dating myself. I'm taking myself back to my childhood. Yes, we watched soap operas when we were young. Anyway, every year around Christmas time at this hospital, the person in charge of the hospital, the head doctor, he would go into the children's ward every year around Christmas time, and he would tell the story of Christ, the nativity. And he would do such a wonderful job. And seeing all of these children's faces so immersed in this story, and the nurses standing around that were there to take care of these children, it was just a wonderful experience. And I wondered, what happened to that? How come we don't see the Christmas story or hear the Christmas story, especially on television, like it used to be? And then I realized also, whatever happened to Christmas caroling? Believe it or not, years ago, my kids will not remember this, but years ago, I gathered the kids and a few people in the neighborhood. We actually got together and went and sang Christmas carols in two senior centers. It was the most amazing experience. And I would love to do that again, believe it or not, or at least love to see people doing that again. I mean, whatever happened to Silent Night, Holy Night, or Come All Ye Faithful? And what about We Three Kings of Orient Are? And then there's the 12 days of Christmas on the first day of Christmas. Oh, that one is not about Christ. But it is a great festive Christmas song that we just love to sing. And we've replaced Christ with Santa and his elves, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, Frosty the snowman. And guess what? They've even put the Grinch in to replace Christ in Christmas. Okay, you know we've gone too far now. So, I am going to do what I can to put Christ back in my Christmas. So, what does that look like? Well, before I get there, let me say this also. Do you notice now with cards when it comes to the Christmas season, you'll see happy holidays, season's greetings. When the kids go on vacation for Christmas, when they have their Christmas break, it's no longer even called really a Christmas break. And if you go into stores and into places of business, they used to say, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Now it's Happy Holidays, Season's Greeting. What's the whole reason behind Christmas? But Christ, it's not about just Season's Greetings or Happy Holidays. Yes, we want people to have a happy holiday, granted. But that's not what it's about. And like I said, it's like crucifying Christ all over again. And he did too much for us to crucify him again. And the thing is, he won't need to worry about being born, resurrected again, because he's already resurrected. He's here, and we may as well accept it. But we need to also do a little bit of research to find out how and why Christ was taken out of Christmas. Check it out. Find out who is making all of the money from Christmas. and they are making money on Christmas while taking Christ out at the same time. They got a 2-for-1 special. But for those of us that care, such as moi, I'm putting Christ back in Christmas. He never came out of my Christmas, but I need to put him at the top of my Christmas list because he is the greatest gift of all. So, that being said, here is what I am going to do to put Christ back in my Christmas. Anything that has nothing to do with Christ and for Christmas, I'm getting rid of it. Ready for this? Beginning with the Christmas tree. Yes. Well, the only way I would even consider keeping a Christmas tree is if I have a cross or that star which led to Christ. That's the only way that I would consider keeping a Christmas tree. But as far as anything that has Frosty the Snowman or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or any of that other stuff, it's got to go. I don't want any cards that have it on there. I don't want any decorations with it on there. It has to do with Christ in order for me to have it as a part of my decorations. So I wanted to share that with you. And hopefully, even this year, I can get others to think about putting Christ back in their Christmas, because Christmas used to be the most festive time of the year. And it wasn't just about getting gifts. It's the excitement of giving gifts. And it's not even just about gifts. You know, another thing that, all right, I'm taking it back to when I was young, many years ago. You know what used to happen? I can't recall if it was the Bulletin or the Inquirer. I'm not sure if it was the Philadelphia Bulletin or the Philadelphia Inquirer. But one of the things my siblings and I, we used to look forward to every year is that newspaper would include around Christmas time, at least a month or so before Christmas, they would actually include a booklet with the words for all the Christmas carols. We looked forward to that booklet. Heaven knows why we didn't just keep it from the previous year, but we didn't. But every year we could count on getting another one. And soon as it came, my siblings and us, we sang and sang and sang those Christmas carols. And we had a ball doing it. Boy, those were the days. And the interesting thing is, our parents didn't have much money, but what little gifts we got, it wasn't even so much about that as it was the family, the joy, the celebration, the excitement of the Christmas season. And it wasn't just in my home, but it was in my neighbors up the street and next door and around the corner. It was a celebration of Christ. So, it is time to put Christ back in Christmas and kick those other wannabes who want to replace Christ. It's time to kick them out. And that means some of the people that are making money on it and getting rich, you about to get po'. I thank you so much for listening. Now, for those of you that don't have or know the Christmas story and would like for your children to hear it, or if you want to hear it yourself, when I stop this podcast, I'm going to do another one right behind it with the Christmas story told in a way that children will understand, because I'll be reading it from the Jesus Storybook Bible. that I have for my grandchildren. Thank you so much for listening. Let's remember, put Christ back in Christmas. Have a Merry Christmas and the most happiest of New Year. God bless.